Hello, friend. My topic today is, who is Jesus Christ? Most people in the world don't believe in Jesus at all. Christians believe in him, but even among Christians, there's a lot of confusion about who Jesus really is. The Bible teaches that he was a real man, but is he more than that? Could he be God in human form? Join me as we examine the evidence. In the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 1, begins with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So here we see God mentioned, and then someone else called the Word is mentioned, and it says that the Word was with God, and he was God. Going down to verse 14, we discover that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This tells us that the Word who became flesh is really Jesus Christ. He became a man, and when he did, people saw his glory. Once we establish that, then we go back to verses 1 through 3, which say that all things were made by him, and that without him nothing was made that has been made. Putting these pieces together, they teach that in the beginning, Jesus Christ, who is the Word, was with God, meaning the Father, and that he himself is God, and that he is also maker of heaven and earth. Let me repeat, Jesus is the Word who became flesh. Before he became flesh, he was with God up in heaven, and he was God himself too. The Word was God, says John chapter 1, verse 1. Speaking of Jesus, Paul also wrote in Colossians 1, verse 16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." In the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." In Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, it defines Emmanuel as being God with us. Because Jesus is the Creator God, he alone can receive worship, forgive sins, and know the future. For example, Jesus allowed his followers to worship him. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Matthew chapter 14, Jesus calms the storm, and right after that, his disciples in verse 33 worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Thomas worshiped Jesus when he saw him alive again after the resurrection. John 20, verse 28 teaches that Thomas responded, "My Lord and my God." In contrast, Revelation 22, verses 8 and 9, John fell down to worship at the feet of the angel, but the angel told him, "See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God." If Jesus were not God, he would have responded like the angel, not allowing himself to be worshiped. Regarding the forgiveness of sins, in Mark chapter 2, verse 5, Jesus forgives a man of his sins who was brought by his friends with the palsy. The scribes object and say in verse 7, "Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" If Jesus was just a good man, teacher, or prophet, he would have committed blasphemy. However, Jesus, being divine, has authority to forgive sin because he is God in the flesh. Jesus could also see beyond our human understanding. He told Nathanael, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Another example was knowing ahead of time that Judas would betray him. Peter denying him 3 times and predicting future events like the destruction of Jerusalem. Friend, what is important is we recognize that Jesus is fully God. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 tells us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. My prayer is that you will recognize Jesus as Creator and Redeemer, and that you will from this day forward understand that this King of Kings and Lord of Lords desires a personal relationship with you that will transform your life and give you courage and hope for the difficult days ahead. If you like this video and would like to learn more, check out our White Horse Media Bible School in the link below. God bless you, friend. Until next time.